We have a local concert coming up with superstars like Michael McDonald, and they're getting together for the same cause because every child deserves a great education, including the arts, so important. And the proceeds from this show will benefit Santa Monica and Malibu schools. It's the Greg Coote Concert for the Arts, and we're going to find out about all the artists who will be on this stage. And one of the band members who will be performing at the show with his band, Venice, is here with us, Kip Lennon. And then also with us is Ann Conkle. She is the communications and events manager for the Santa Monica Malibu Education Foundation. Do you want to talk about the education part of it first and let us know and talk to us about how this benefits the schools, this concert?
So all the funds raised in this concert support programs in the Santa Monica Malibu Public Schools. And we all know that the arts are so important. Those are the programs that really inspire students to want to be at school. And also, students who are active in the arts perform better academically in all areas. So we all know that it's so important, but it's not well funded in our schools. I was actually just reading an article today that, depending on the source, California ranks 46th mm-hmm. in state funding per pupil. And so we have the funds for our basic education, but not that excellent education with the enriched arts that we want for all students. And so this concert is a way for our community and some wonderful stars to come together and raise those funds that we need for our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we need those programs. And like you said, it benefits other areas of their life. You get the classes in the arts and you could get better grades. You know, you become more involved. You don't get in trouble after school. So many things that happen when you have those arts programs. They're so important. And this is going to happen at Santa Monica at the high school. It's happened there for years. The foundation has been around since 1982.
Yes, we've been around since 1982. That year, a group of parents and local community members came together and said, we need to do something to support education in our community. Mm-hmm. And we've been so fortunate to have this concert happening for the last 12, 13 years.
And Kip, you've been involved with it many years.
Yeah.
You and Jackson Brown and all of your friends, right?
Yeah. The original concert where we got invited, it might even have been the first time. I'm not really sure. But Jackson said, I'm trying to raise money for the Arts Endowment in Malibu, Santa Monica School District, because he lived in Santa Monica at the time. And he thought it was so important. So we'd known him for years. And we said, yeah, let's get together and do that. And then once we did the show, we realized that maybe the formula could be better to raise even more money by getting corporate sponsorship involved. And what that ended up doing was twofold, because not only did that make a better formula, a more efficient formula for getting the money to the actual classrooms for instruments, for, you know, whatever they need, but also it created more awareness in the community, because suddenly it wasn't just a concert. It was a concert brought to you by Bob's Market and by all these people that are sort of pillars of the community are now being represented at this event, as well as, hey, this is important to all of us. And so right away, it kind of changed the whole formula, and it brought a lot more people together. And that's what's always felt nice is, yes, we've raised, I think, close to $1 million over these 12 years or something. But even more so, we've raised the awareness about that. And you can't just put a Band-Aid on it and walk away. The whole idea is to keep having people realize how important the arts are, and even National Endowment arts are getting cut. And it's kind of scary times for the arts. So we're happy to be, soldiers working towards keeping that awareness going, you know.
And this year, you were talking about how it incorporates different partners and awareness. And even this year, the name is about one of the parents who was involved, who's also a film producer, Greg Coote.
Yes, so we are so honored to have this be the first year of the Greg Coote Concert for the Arts. We've renamed the concert in honor of Greg. Greg was a parent in our district and an entertainment industry executive, and he spearheaded the founding of our For the Arts Endowment. And unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago. And we can't think of a more fitting tribute for him than to name this concert for him.
He worked very hard to help get the funding. And one of his last movies, we were talking about it before, was The Reckoning. And he has just a long list of films, very well-known filmmaker. And so now this is named in honor of him. And the stars that show up, the artists that show up, are so cool. It's so great that they're involved. You know, like Michael McDonald this year, also Richard Page.
From Mr. Mister. And he's an amazing singer. This is his second time, actually. It's funny because a lot of people have wanted to come back a second time and even a third time, because they have such enjoyment, feeling such a personal connection to this event. You know, of course, as artists, everyone wants to be part of various benefits throughout their career, because, you know, you want to help out where you can. But this really seems to really hit home. It's a great common denominator for every artist. They're, at some point, they were a teenager and they were getting interested in music, And always during the show, we always encourage the artists to say something about it, you know, mm-hmm. to give a little testimonial about what music meant to them. Mm-hmm. And everyone from Stephen Bishop to Colin Hay to Fee Waybill from the Tubes to Billy Idol to America, you know, Jackson, David Crosby, so many people, and they all have their own take on it. But it's like you were saying, it keeps people off the streets, music, and it keeps them interested and engaged at school. And some of them, like Fee Waybill from the Tubes, he just said, you know, if it weren't for the music programs, I don't know where my life would have ended up. Thank God for these people, these instructors that encouraged me and brought this out of me. And there's not a dry eye in the house because it's genuine. It's not just, hey, we're here to help save this or that, which is always great. There's a personal connection with all these artists. And you can feel it in the music as well, because we are the house band, which means we learn all their songs the way they were originally recorded on the records. And not every artist is really doing their songs. You know, as you know, you can go see some shows and people are, you know, oh, that doesn't quite sound the way they used to do it. Mm-hmm. But because they don't bring their band, they just show up as an artist. We learn them just like the originals. And these people are like, oh yeah, this is how we used to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember Tommy Shaw from Styx came and he goes, after sound check, he said, you know, I'm going to have to go home and listen to some of these records because you guys do them better than we do them now. You know, because we're fans. Yeah. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we're also big music fans as a band. We're big fans. So we can't wait to work with these people and do their songs justice and feature these high school kids on choir, amazing orchestra. I mean, people are just dumbfounded when they come and they aren't familiar with the event, but they just came to see a certain artist. You could see the look on their faces when they realize how talented these kids are and what a show it really is. It's not just some kind of talent show where everyone's patting the kids on their back and saying good job. It's a concert. It's an event, and it's really moving and really fun to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. The kids are really good. They're experts by the time they get there, and they're probably ready to go on tour with these guys, like you said. So I'm wondering, which of the songs do you know yet that you are doing with Michael McDonald, who's from the Doobie Brothers, and then he was on his own also.
His solo records, yeah.
And has a history even before that, but do you know what some of the songs are that you'll be doing from him?
You know, he co-wrote This Is It with Kenny Loggins. We're going to be doing that. I think we're doing, to be honest, we've considered so many now. We've been emailing back and forth. I know, like, you know, What a Fool Believes and Minute by Minute and Taking It to the Streets and that kind of stuff. But I'll save some surprises for the show. But
cool.
Yeah, it's really so much fun. Yeah. It's a crazy feeling. I always liken it to like playing catch with Mickey Mantle or something. You know, by the time you actually are sitting there on stage and they walk out and then the real guy is singing, or the real girl, you know, like when Hart did it, you know, to hear them actually there on the stage with you, it's like this incredible feeling, and you can feel it from the audience too. It's amazing.
And everybody walks away with this special memory. And Weird Al is there this year. I can't wait to see what he's gonna do, and I bet the students love working with him.
Yeah that's gonna be really a joy. And it's funny because, you know, he had that Star Wars takeoff thing with American Pie.
Yes.
And now that Star Wars is back again in its third or fourth round or whatever, the kids are gonna really, the choir and everything, they're gonna love singing all the stuff about Anakin and everything.
It's
gonna be cool. We're really looking forward to it. And he's a super nice guy, really generous with his time.
That happens with a lot of the people that you've worked with over the years. They're just genuine and great to work with.
Yeah. I think in general, the people who tend to want to do a benefit are the type of people that are generous, which means they're usually kind people. If someone says no, it doesn't mean, obviously, it doesn't mean they're all jerks. A lot of times it's a scheduling conflict. But it seems to be, if you can even consider doing a benefit, it's in your nature to be a kind person. So we're surrounding ourselves with people who want to be there for the right reasons.
Well, because Cynthia
really nice.
Fox will be there. She's attended and has emceed many years, right?
Yeah.
Cynthia Fox, a kind person. It'll be fun to watch Cynthia in action. And then also you can see her on the website now, and you as well. So you can find out about the concert there, and you can sign up to be in a drawing for tickets at the Sound website through today. So if you want to get into it, drawing for tickets, you can do it there. But the tickets are affordable and totally worth getting. And so where can we find the tickets now?
You can purchase tickets on our website, which is smef.org. That's smmef.org.
Which stands for?
Santa Monica Malibu Education Foundation.
Is it Barnum Hall?
Yes, it's Barnum Hall at Santa Monica High School.
And there's really not, you know, it's a cliche to say there's not a bad seat in the house, but there really is not a bad seat in the house. So even if you buy the last two tickets, it's going to be intimate, and powerful and amazing. I just can't say enough. I mean, I know I'm biased because I'm in the band or whatever, but mm-hmm. I just want people to know, if you're looking for an experience that really hits you in the heart, the way music makes you feel at its optimal, you know, this is the way to go. This is one of those things where you walk away going, that's how a concert should feel.
Yeah. It's a close, intimate concert with mm-hmm. stars because of where it is. Mm-hmm. So you want to get those tickets now because you sell out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good idea to do that as soon as possible. And so even if you Google it, you can Google mm-hmm. the concert that will take you to where you can get the tickets, and then that night you'll see Kip in action, for instance. And who else is in your band, Kip?
My brother Pat and mm-hmm. my cousins Michael and Mark, and we've been in a band in the Los Angeles area since high school days. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were playing Gazzari's up on the Strip and the Roxy and, you know, the Whiskey and everything mm-hmm. back in 78 79, you know, when we were just doing cover tunes,
right.
Frampton and Zeppelin and everything like that, and then eventually started writing. One of the advantages of being a band that's family is that you don't really break up, you just keep going.
Yeah,
you know? And luckily we come from very large families, so we know how to get along together and give each other space and laugh about most things.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, we're not one of those cliche bands where the brothers hate each other and mm-hmm. all that. So it's amazing, in our small little legacy of Southern California, how often we run into people who say, you played at our high school dance, you played at our,
yeah.
you know, we've really been around a long time. In fact, last time we did a show with Michael McDonald, he called us a Southern California institution, and which we didn't really, you know, it was kind of funny. But who wants to live in an institution?
David Crosby also has nice things to say about you and several of the artists that you've worked with over the years. You guys have been at it for a while, and you
yeah.
have several records behind you and a new one.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're working on one right now, in fact. Yeah, I think it's because to a lot of these artists, we aren't mimicking them, we aren't imitating them, and we're not a retro band, but we are definitely carrying the torch for singer-songwriter-y kind of harmony bands in the vein of the Eagles or Crosby, Stills, and Nash mm-hmm. or the Beach Boys, or, you know, to us, it's not just about Southern California music, it's Steely Dan and Fleetwood Mac and, you know, a lot of things combine to make our music a little bit different than just some band who's trying to imitate the Eagles or something. But they can see that influence. So for us to hang out with them and come for them to come see our shows, or for us to get to sing with them, is just like a dream come true. It's really great. And we just keep going, you
mm-hmm.
know?
And you can watch this dream come true in action and
yeah.
and also help the schools. And so it's the Greg Coote Concert for the Arts. And Cynthia Fox will be there, the band Venice, and Michael McDonald, and also Weird Al Yankovic. And Amy Holland, is that right? Is it Amy
yeah.
Holland?
Mm-hmm.
And
she's the wife of Michael McDonald, and
yes.
a great singer, a really great singer.
Also, Richard Page from Mr. Mister will be there.
So. Yeah, he'll do Broken Wings, mm-hmm. and to hear him with a whole choir doing Carry a Liaison Down the Road. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
So good, yeah.
Yeah, so good. And he's every bit as good as he ever was, if not better. I mean, mm-hmm. he really just sings the hell out of everything. So that's really, and again, a really nice guy. So we'll be doing that, and we'll be doing a bunch of songs together at the end. Usually we do some sort of grand finale kind of stuff where
yeah.
everybody's involved, everybody's on stage, and including the choir and the kids. And,
yes,
you know,
it's
the
a
orchestra.
Grand finale.
Yeah, really
yeah, it's
fun.
So cool. And it's March 11th.
March 11th.
Everyone come to the show. It's an unforgettable evening.
Greg Coote, Concert for the Arts.